The Justice Department says that Durham businessmen Greg Lindberg and Robin Hayes, who until Wednesday was the chair of the North Carolina Republican Party, were part of a brazen bribery scheme to gain influence over the state insurance commissioner Mike Causey. Lindberg wanted Causey to remove a senior deputy commissioner who had oversight over his insurance company, according to an indictment unsealed Tuesday. In an interview with WFAE, Causey said that soon after he took office in 2017, his employees told him that the department had given special treatment to Lindberg's company when the insurance commissioner was Wayne Goodwin. Goodwin is now the chair of the North Carolina Democratic Party. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Soon after he became the state's insurance commissioner 2 years ago, Republican Mike Causey said his employees told him they were concerned that Greg Lindberg's Global Bankers Insurance Group was given special treatment under Causey's predecessor, Wayne Goodwin. Goodwin is now chair of the North Carolina Democratic Party.
And it was what I was hearing from the employees, that some of those employees felt like somebody was checking things before it went to them. And it appeared to some of those employees that perhaps somebody was wanting to make sure everything was exactly right for what they wanted to go before that company.
Causey says staff members told him that one of Goodwin's political appointees wanted to vet all information about the company. He also says at least two former political appointees at the Department of Insurance now work for Global Bankers Insurance Group. And one of those appointees wanted to control the flow of information between the department and the company, Causey said. Causey declined to name that employee, citing the ongoing federal investigation.
Yeah, there was some concerns from some of those folks that some of the managers were, I don't want to say micromanaging, but that some of those managers were saying things need to go through here before you send it directly to them, that kind of thing. Just some little things that raised a few questions that might have not been the way things had always been done.
Causey defeated Goodwin in 2016. Soon after Causey took office, Lindberg and his wife donated $10,000 to his campaign. Causey said he didn't feel that was appropriate, and he returned it. The indictment says that a few months later, in November 2017, two of Lindberg's associates said they would like to hold a fundraiser for Causey. He declined their offer. A month later, Causey went to the FBI, telling agents about his concerns. He agreed to participate in an investigation that the FBI decided to launch. Then Causey began having secret meetings with Lindberg and others, discussing ways that the men could funnel hundreds of thousands of dollars to his campaign in exchange for Causey removing or transferring a senior deputy commissioner that had oversight over Global Bankers Insurance.
It is interesting, no doubt about it. Yes, sir.
And then a few months later, you guys are meeting at the airport, and according to the indictment, you're pulling him aside and saying, what's in it for me? And it's just like, I'm reading that thinking like the alarm bells have to be going off if you're him, that this guy who's a straight shooter, who's turning down his money, is now all of a sudden like totally on board and a team player. And
yeah, I can't comment on any of those specifics, but as you said, there's a lot of interesting things there. And I look forward to reading the indictment as soon as I get a chance.
Lindberg's political interest in that office, at least financially, started 3 years ago. An analysis by Bob Hall of Democracy NC shows that Lindberg and his associates have given more than $6 million to both Republican and Democratic candidates, political parties, and independent groups, all since 2016. In February of that year, Hall said Lindberg hosted a fundraiser. He said that Lindberg and business associates donated $125,000 to Goodwin in 2016, the year he lost to Causey. He also said Lindberg steered $425,000 to the North Carolina Opportunity Committee, which was created to support Goodwin, but he lost his reelection bid. Hall says the amount of money Lindberg gave overall is unprecedented.
Nothing this large. No. Clearly, this is the largest scandal of you'd have to go back almost a decade to the video poker industry that was trying to buy protection from House Speaker Jim Black.
He says politicians and parties that receive Lindbergh's money should give it up and give an account of what, if anything, they discussed with Lindberg.
The candidates and the partisan committees, their party committees and so-called independent committees that receive large amounts of money, they all should disclose now what the conversations were about that led to those contributions to get ahead of the game, because no doubt they'll be brought into court at some point.
Goodwin is not available for comment this week, according to Robert Howard, a spokesperson for the North Carolina Democratic Party. But he did release a statement Thursday in which he said he does not, quote, recall being asked to take or direct any action to help Greg Lindberg or his companies during my time as insurance commissioner, and do not recall him or his companies being raised for my review. He said for complex insurance regulatory issues, he deferred to experts in his department. He added, quote, any suggestion that I have ever taken any action in return for contributions is categorically false. Goodwin said he's been told he's not the subject of the investigation and has cooperated with investigators in their probe. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.